put out a new record just a couple years ago. It's not really a regular record. It's a tribute to a friend of mine, a guy named Daryl Adams. And we did it because, well, most of the time you make tribute records, you try to make them to people somebody else has heard of. But not always, you know. I have a feeling that there are moments that change everything in history, you know. I mean, like that night in New Orleans, you know, when everybody knows it must have been one night, but nobody knows exactly which night it was, that all these guys from different traditions sat down and started playing together, you know, and they must have had a hell of a time, because when they woke up the next morning, jazz was born, and the world was different forever. And those moments happen in literature and art and things like that. And there was one of them that happened in the sort of traditional folk world that I come out of. 1954, my dad and Pete Seeger, Will Gear, Cisco Houston, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, Old Detta, Alex Campbell, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, and this guy named Daryl Adams just happened to show up in Topanga Canyon, California. It wasn't anything going on. They were just there. And all of these people are people of whom you could say they don't play well with others. I mean, they got along fine, but we got along fine having solo careers for the most part, you know. And it was after this meeting that, or whatever it was called, that Ramblin' Jack took off for Europe, and he called up his friend Daryl Adams and said, "Daryl, you got to come on over here." And at that time in a lot of Europe, they had some of the musicians had taken some of the American ballads and these sad songs from the hills or whatever, you know, and would speed them up and make them like happy songs. You know, like, freight train gone so fast, ha, 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 ha. All of a sudden, here comes these two guys wearing cowboy hats, singing slow and deliberate old cowboy songs like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Songs that didn't need words because you're singing to cows. People heard that over there. Their jaws dropped. They went, "My God, these guys are real." Jack and Daryl must have looked at each other and said, "This is going to be fun." And they played everywhere from Scandinavia down to the Mediterranean, little clubs, pubs, parks, street corners, wherever they could. And some of the kids, you know, that went to hear them, because there'd be crowds gathering around, some of the kids that said, "Man, this is great. We got to do this. We got to get guitars." Turned out to be like Mick Jagger and Donovan, Brian Jones, people like that, you know, who later would change everything in their own way. But Ramblin' Jack came back to Europe after that. Young Bob Dylan started hanging out with him, trying to figure out what he knew. Daryl stayed in Europe. He never really came back. He lived in Belgium. He was a banjo player, a balladeer, a songwriter. He was a wonderful painter, an artist, a banjo, like a Zen Buddhist, and a drunk. All of them things. Sometimes all at once. And people loved him, you know. And we'd show up at the festivals over there, do the tours, and we'd always go stop in and say hi to him. And he influenced immeasurably the scene that was going on. And as the years and decades passed, he became older and a little more frail. And we decided, me and a couple other guys that really loved him, decided to go out and do a tribute record to him while he was still around. So me and Donovan and a wonderful guy named Hans Tessink, who's going to be here. He's from Vienna, Austria, great blues player. We got together and we started this project called Banjo Man. We got about 80% of it done, and Daryl started going downhill pretty quick. And he noticed there wasn't any women on it, and he said, "Get Dolly." "What?" "Get Dolly." "You mean Dolly Parton?" "Yeah." Said, "Daryl, she never heard of you or nothing." "I don't care. Get Dolly." "What are you going to do? He's a dying man." I wrote her a letter. "Dear Dolly, you don't know me, but let me tell you about another guy you never heard of." I didn't expect an answer. 2 weeks later, I got a letter saying, "Harlow, love your stuff, be happy to do it." I went, "All right." So I go down to Nashville, standing outside the studio, and the limousine pulls up. Out comes Dolly. Just like in pictures. little fishnet stockings, a short mini skirt or something, you know. I called the wife. I said, it's over. She'd heard that before. We had a great time, though, in the studio. And along with a lot of other people, Billy Connolly and some others, and made a great record called Banjo Man. If you can find it, it's worth listening to. And I want to play you one of the songs from it tonight. This one here is a song that was written by Daryl in the 50s. But Joan Baez discovered it in the 60s, thought, oh, this is just an old traditional ballad or something. And so Daryl never got the credit for it, but this here is a Daryl Adams song. It goes something like this.